And of course, Tyson Fury coming from your neck of the woods in Wilmslow. This must be an absolute blow for him, especially after that press conference where he went in as Batman.
I know, it's been. I think the fact the press conference was on Wednesday has made the situation a bit worse. Everyone's been talking about the fight since that press conference. You know, running in as Batman, having a fight with a Joker, it got everyone talking. And then the news coming out this morning that Vladimir Klitschko suffered a tear in his calf, and unfortunately the fight's had to be postponed.
So this happened on Thursday, apparently, didn't it, during a training session, and a lot of people in the boxing community, I've seen a lot of tweets about this online, they're saying this is a kind of convenience injury at the moment.
Yeah, but Tyson said himself throughout the build-up that he never thought Vladimir would go ahead with a fight, but you know, at the end of the day, this is Vladimir, the man who's he's been heavyweight champion now for 10 years, he's fought all up-and-comers, he's not the sort of guy to ever back out of a fight. So I do believe that there's nothing funny about the injury. It's 100% genuine. And at the end of the day, the fight does have to happen. It's not like Tyson now won't get his opportunity. It's just it's going to get postponed. They're talking about maybe the end of November. So not that long the wait. But obviously the main issue is all the fans who had flights and hotels over there.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, going over to Germany, and that's where Klitschko is right now. He's been talking to the German newspapers, as I can see in your article here, says he's very, very incredibly sorry for this delay at the moment, and they're going to try to rearrange it, which could make a blockbuster end to the year for a lot of boxing fans, because there's some fantastic fights coming up soon. But what must be going through Fury's mind? I mean, obviously, you've spoke to him in the past, you spoke to him in the build-up to this. What must be going through his head at the moment?
Well, you know, Tyson's the sort of guy, he's been through this thing before. He had the two fights planned with David A, which both fell through. He had the situation last year with Derek Chisora where that fight got postponed as well. And it's hard not to feel sorry for him, you know. He's said in the past in these sort of situations that if it was to happen again, he would have no problem just walking away from boxing. But, you know, this time he's obviously disappointed, but he seems to have a good head on his shoulders. He knows that he will get his opportunity. I think November 28th is a potential date that might be happening. Next week we'll get an official announcement, but as I say, it's hard not to, even his biggest doubters, it's hard not to feel sorry for him.
Have you managed to speak to any of the fans who were looking at going over to Germany to watch this? Have they had to rearrange plans quite hastily? Are they a little bit gutted about it?
Well, that's the thing, you know, the tickets for the fights, they'll be revalid for the next date, but, you know, the flights, the hotels over there, I assume the majority of people have non-refundable tickets, so if you're someone who's booked it now and this has happened, are you going to then book it again when it happens again in the future? So, you know, that's the shame about boxing. When these situations happen, then it can turn people away from the sport, but hopefully, fingers crossed, that there'll be people who do still show an interest when the fight does happen.
Must give him a little bit of confidence, because as you said, like, you know, there's a few fights that he's missed in the past, hasn't he? Yeah, David Haye was postponed. Are they all running scared of Tyson Fury here?
Well, that's the thing. Maybe you saw him in the Batman suit and decided he didn't really fancy a piece of Batman. But, you know, I'm sure when the fight does eventually happen, it will be a great fight, and hopefully it is worth the wait.
Yeah, if that was the press conference, I wonder what happened with the ring walk. What was he going to wear for that?
Oh, I know, that's the thing. Well, once you're doing that, just over a month away from the planned date, then I wonder what he did have for. Maybe he'd sort of dive down from the rafters and sort of abseil into the ring, but I'm sure he'll have something up his sleeve.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And I know he's gutted. Looking at his Twitter, he's devastated, isn't he? Although he says he would prefer predicted that this would have happened. A little bit of a smiley face emoji going on there. What's next for Tyson Fury then? I mean, what's he going to do? Is he just going to hang back a bit? Is he going to get back into training? Is he going to keep on this? It must be difficult when a fight's postponed, because, you know, you're ready for it now and you've got to wait another couple of months and you can't, like, get back to a normal life in a way.
Well, that's the thing, you know, he would have been deep into his training camp. Now he trains with his uncle, Peter Fury, and he has a great regime for Tyson. So, you know, under Peter's leadership, I'm sure he'll settle down. Maybe just have a few days, a couple of weeks off, maybe, you know, unwind a bit. And then when they do have the official date set in again, I'm sure that it'll be back to business for Tyson.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll all get back to normal. And you know what? I actually thought that Klitschko might have had his number, but now I'm going to pick Fury. I'm swapping sides here. I'm flip-flopping on this one. Sheldon, thank you very much for coming on. It'd be great to speak to you nearer the time as well when this fight actually does get underway.
Yeah, no problem, John. Thanks a lot.